Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate, talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats start the season against Burlington and Bonner Springs with a couple losses. Certainly played a lot better in the second game. But even the first game, Coach, let's go back to Burlington, and both these games were at home. But a couple-point game there at the end of one quarter, and they increased the lead to double digits, getting the late three just before halftime. But, you know, still scored 48 points, ended up being the difference, I thought, that night, three-point shooting. Burlington hit 13 threes in that game, and I know that was your biggest concern as well. Just the biggest takeaway, probably defending better on the perimeter against Burlington was kind of the difference.
Yeah. Looking back at it, watching the film afterwards, didn't feel like we guarded very well at the half court. And like you said, we did not guard him on the perimeter very well. We were switching a lot of ball screens, and we weren't getting up and you know, getting into their guys. So they got some easy looks. They hit a couple tough ones. Like you said, you know, we had it cut to six there right at the end of the half, and they scored and then got the ball back when we should have just ran the clock out and finished with one shot, and we shot a little early. And then gave up a, you know, contested three, offensive rebound, and that number 21 for them was a really good player, so you can't give him two looks at the end of a half. So kind of stretched that lead. I thought we came back in the second half when we battled there for a while, and then I think our guys kind of ran out of steam and weren't necessarily ready to try to, you know, gut out a late fourth quarter run. I think we kind of ran out of steam, ran out of juice, and so that lead, you know, kind of ballooned for Burlington, but I didn't feel that was a how the game went, but that's how it ended up. So it is what it is, and we learned from the film, and I thought we came out a little bit better on Monday.
You bet. Yeah, Braden Peake, Bodie Dillon both had 12 against Burlington, Kyler Catherine's 9. And yeah, you not only came out against Bonner Springs a lot better Monday with the quick turnaround, but man, you made a what was it, 6 3-pointers in the first quarter, end up having a good night shooting the basketball and score 56 points, unable to hold on in the second half. But that has to be a great sign for you to see your team shoot the basketball that well, and hopefully some confidence for these guys early on, huh?
Yeah, you know, we in our film session on Wednesday, we talked about how our looks on Monday night against Bonner were a lot different than the ones we shot the same amount of threes against Burlington and Bonner, but a lot of those threes against Bonner Springs were, you know, getting into the lane, good inside-out kick, hands and feet ready, catching ready, shot, and then those go in, and that's you're going to have a higher percentage when you have those type of threes as opposed to, you know, playing on the perimeter one or two passes and we throw up a three. So we've been preaching, you know, we got to get downhill, we got to get into the paint and then find our shooters kicking out. I think another thing we need to improve on, our guards got to get our posts the ball more. But then when we do get our posts the ball, if they, you know, double down, sometimes it seems like teams are tripling down on those guys, we got to be ready to kick it back out as well, because those are those good looks from three that we need. I think we have a really good shooting team this year. I think our guards are more than capable of knocking down threes at a higher percentage than maybe we did last year. It's just something we're going to have to continue to work on and continue to do, and I think we're going to be all right as the season rolls on.
Bodie Dillon, 19 points. Braden Peake, 16. Corbin Fox, 10. Two of your 9 3-pointers made, but I thought Corbin especially, but really all the guys just played with a lot of heart and hustle. Seemed like your guys were constantly diving, getting a lot of loose balls. Is that energy level something that you feel like can be a difference maker if this team can kind of bring that type of mindset each night?
Absolutely. We watched that film, and you know, our kind of overall message was this has to be our standard of play. This has to be the level that we play at. Another thing I've been really proud of, I think in through two games we've taken 5 or 6 charges, multiple guys. That was something we challenged them before Burlington. You know, we don't necessarily have a lot of guys stepping up taking charges in practice, probably for you know, just good. That's good safety stuff. We don't want anybody getting hurt. And But I was proud that, you know, we don't just reach at the ball. We step over, we take charges. So those type of energy plays, getting on the floor, being the first to the floor, is something we talk about a ton. That's got to be our MO this year. We have to, that has to be our standard of play. That has to be our standard of effort. If we do that, we've told them, you know, that might not mean you win a single game, but that type of energy and that type of effort will at least have you in games. So that's something we'll continue to preach, and our guys have done a fantastic job, you know, coming out and meeting that challenge.
On to Big 7 League play now at Nemaha Central Friday, then at Royal Valley next Tuesday. Best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys. The Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.